This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Downtown Denver office vacancies are at a record high as businesses bet on other parts of the city. But as Denverite's Kyle Harris reports, at least one company is still bullish about downtown.
Software giant Palantir is leaving downtown Denver for Cherry Creek. Energy company Antero Resources is doing the same. But the cashback customer loyalty giant Ibotta has doubled down on downtown. Coming off of a bumpy year with layoffs, lawsuits, and plummeting stock prices, Ibotta is celebrating its new offices near Union Station. They include a high-altitude workout center, a piano room, and plenty of space for the company's 500-some Colorado workers. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Hotel bookings at Colorado's mountain towns are off to a slow start this ski season. Occupancy rates at hotels in the state's resort communities for the winter are 2.4% lower than this time last year, according to data provider Destimetrics. But it's still early in the season. Tom Foley is with Intopia, which runs Destimetrics. He says the bookings will pick up when the snow does.
If it snows in an urban center, reservations at the local mountains go up.
All of Colorado ski resorts should be open by the end of the month. Coloradans can now apply for the state's universal preschool program for next year. Enrollments for the 2026-2027 school year open this week. Families can sign up on the program's website. It offers 15 hours per week of tuition-free preschool for all eligible children, with additional hours available for some families. The state says more than 87,000 kids have been served since the program launched in 2023. And you're listening to CPR News. In Denver today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 7:06.